Leili Nishmas Rav Kalani Mishkamen Ben Rabbi Eli Melech. Sukkah Perk Dalad Mishnah Aleph. Lulav Varava Shisha Veshiva. Taking the lulav and esrog during the time of the Beis Hamikdash was even Doche Shabbos, as long as it was the first day of Yontif. If Shabbos fell out on any other day of Sukkot, they would not take the lulav and esrog on that day. The arava, now this is not talking about the arava that's brought with the lulav, there's a separate halacha l'Moshe Misinai where they would carry around the Mizbeach the arava. And this also was done if it fell out on Shabbos even, if Oshana Rabba fell out on Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishnah says, lulav arava shisha v'shiva, it can come out 6 days v'shiva, and it can come out on 7 days of Sukkot. Meaning, if Shabbos falls out on any other day except the first, in other words, it falls out, let's say, on the third day of Sukkot, then there would be 6 days of Sukkot where you would do both lulav and you would also do the arava. They would be makif the mizbeach with the arava. And the shiva, if the Shabbos would fall out on the first day of Yontif, you would bring the lulav for 7 days. And the 7 days of arava would be if the last day of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah, would fall out on Shabbos, then you would have 7 days of the arava. Ha-halal ve-hasimcha shmona. Halal, which the Rav explains, is referring to completing the complete halal, the full halal, where Sukkot is different than Pesach, because on Pesach, really, mi'ikra din, there should only be one halal. And the reason that there's only one halal, and it should only be the first day of Yontif, because there is one type of carbon musaf that's brought on Pesach. Mashenkin Sukkot, every day is a different carbon, the pariachag, there were different carbonus that would bring, different amounts of carbonus, different parim they'd bring each day. So because of the different days, they would have a new halal for each day. Masha'in Kein Pesach should only be one. They added all the other days of Yontif as well. We just don't say all of halal for the rest of the days of Pesach. We don't finish it. We say chatzi halal. But on Sukkot, ha-halal, and then also v'hasimcha, that's eating, the Rav says, basar shlomim, the time of the Beis HaMikdash, because the Torah says, v'samachta b'chagecha, and the simcha there is by basar shlomim. Both of these are shmona. They're all 8 days. Doesn't make a difference if it's Shabbos, Yontif. Halal and Simcha are done every day of Sukkot. Shmona for Halal and Simcha is also including Shmini Atzeres. That's why it's 8. Sukkah, sitting in a sukkah. V'nisuch hamayim, which is pouring the water on the Mizbeach, that they would do specifically by the Tamid of Shachris in the morning.
On Sukkot.
That's when they would pour the water on the Mizbeach, by Nisuch hamayim. Shiva. These are done all days of Sukkot. V'hacholil, and this is referring to the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Shoeva, when they would draw out the water from the wells. Although the drawing from the wells happened first thing in the morning, they started the procession and the music, and the Simchas Beis HaShoeva was done at night. Chamisha v'shisha, this was not Doche Shabbos or Yontif. That's why there are always going to be at least 1 day minimum, which is the Shisha, that you cannot. If Shabbos falls out on the first day of Yontif on Sukkot, then it's Shisha. But if Shabbos falls out on any other day of Sukkot, then it's 5 days, because Shabbos and Sukkot, they would not play the flute. The reason it says play the flute, there were other instruments. There was kinor, there was harp, but it seems that the flute was the most prominent because it was the one that was heard above all the other ones. But the flute was not Doche Shabbos or Yontif.